This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Thursday, April 8th with your hosts, Karen, Angelique, and Jason. The views of these superfans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
For this one, things got messy on so many levels.
Hi, everyone. I'm Angelique.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Jason.
Welcome to the Big Brother Canada podcast. Double eviction, guys. What do you think?
It's going to be a really interesting battle for what Beth does going forward, because she is really in a huge dilemma right now. Does she play for herself? Does she play for her team?
Kill me. I am crying.
Obviously, Vic is the better person to go out for Beth, but she isn't for Jed and Ty.
They should send Vic home.
Yeah.
I don't want her to go home because she's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's an amazing player, but it's a testament to how hard they're pushing to get her out.
Who is a savage?
Savage.
Yeah, I think Kiefer made a good point to Jed and Ty, sort of breaking down Vic's resume and saying, you don't want that girl in Final Two with you. Like, she wins over pretty much anyone, even though she's kind of burned a lot of bridges. Like, her resume is fantastic.
I am so good at this game.
Which is crazy because it's only week 5, right?
Week 5, it seems to be going very quickly. I mean, I heard Victoria singing, Final 9 of Season 9.
Oh, God!
Y'all, this is so exciting.
This is sick.
Yeah.
We're here already, almost.
Like, because we've got double eviction tonight, and is it jury tonight or next week?
It's jury tonight.
Yeah.
These two go into jury house together.
If I were in the house, I think Vic should go home and the second evictee should probably be Jed or Ty.
But you know who's really emerging as a big physical threat and even a social threat in that house is Rohan. Like, I was not predicting that guy to win 3 vetoes in a row. He is the veto king right now.
Congratulations, Rohan. You have won the power of veto.
POV King! No matter who the HOH is, no matter what happens, I'm moving on to next week.
Is it actually 3 in a row?
It's 3 in a row.
Oh, I thought it was only 2. Man.
But this week it's 3 in a row.
Oh, that's crazy. That's like the season where Kevin Martin won, where he basically had to go on a winning streak all the way to the end because everybody was trying to get rid of him.
I'm a big fan of Ro. I like the game he's playing, even though the poor guy ends up putting his butt on the block almost every week.
Officially, this is 4 times on the block for me. I'm used to it. The seat's still warm from the last time I was there.
I'm not sure whether that's good strategy, but he is a strong player.
Well, I think Beth had to put Ro on there to appease Jed and Ty, because I think they know that Rohan is coming after them. And Beth can't be so obvious about aligning with someone like Ro to take them out, or else she's going to lose their jury votes. Mm-hmm. So I think part of that was a little bit of strategy, knowing that most of the other house was going to take Ro down if they won veto, and that there was a big chance of Victoria being backdoored.
You need to on the block for me to do it.
That's fine.
And you need to win the veto.
Put me up. So then your bigger move would be... Well, your bigger move would be Vic, then.
Beth just really wanted to make a big move this week. And for her, she was equally fine with Rohan or Victoria going, because they're both huge threats in the house and good for her resume. She wanted Victoria backdoored, but if the POV wouldn't have played out that way, she would have been more than fine with Ro going.
If you want to talk about somebody who's impressing me with their gameplay, let's talk about the silent come-from-behind horse, Brayden. His game has been great lately.
This week, I'm going to need to work on my relationships and reach out to people that I haven't had the best relationships with.
Oh, yeah. He integrated himself with the trio almost immediately.
It's just, it's interesting because, like, they're talking like almost like he's part of the alliance, but he's not. He's literally the fly on the wall.
The first half of this season, I've kind of just been fading into the background.
Yeah, and I feel like Kiefer's playing a really delicate game right now because he's seeing Brayden take his spot with the trio more and more. And he's been playing a middle ground, sort of working with Tina and Tara, and also working with Ty and Jed. So I think this week is going to be a huge thing for him. If he sees that they're getting closer to Brayden, possibly pushing him out, he might drift to the other side.
Yeah. One thing that I liked about what Brayden was doing is, I remember, was it 2 weeks ago when we were talking about where he just kind of... plants a couple seeds of doubt about somebody, and he's like, then he just walks away and then lets them kind of think about it themselves, right?
Yeah.
And I love watching people play like that, because it's a very subtle game, and I don't even know if you're in the house, if you can even see that it's happening.
Oh, no.
Like when we're watching it at home, you're just kind of like, you can totally see him nudging people to where he wants them to go, and they're totally going.
I think that for me, like Beth thinking that that she has me in her pocket, I think is like an asset for us, obviously.
So if you were to win, HOH.
Yeah, I'd put the boys out. I think lots of people like keep being like, we can't take a shot yet. Like, we can't take the shot. Like, it's too early.
But it's not.
But like, it's not. Like, we're halfway through the game.
I wonder if he'll turn up the gas and start actually winning competitions. I wonder if he's a secret comp beast.
I would love that. That would be amazing.
It would be so fantastic. If Paulson, if he's the one that wins the physical competition to get out like Jed or Ty, that would be so, so amazing. Because like you'd never see it coming, because he's just all been social gaming.
So let's talk about the blow-ups in the house. It has been insane.
Oh, yeah. The house meeting, Victoria versus Tara, that was a throwdown for the ages.
That was on the live feeds, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how much we're going to get into that in the episode tonight. But yeah, it was Victoria brought the spice. Let's just put it that way. She's earning her title of Spicy V.
I'm having the best time ever.
Well, they're trying really hard to get her out, and she's trying just as hard to stay in. I've said it so many times, but I love watching a season where everybody in that house is a player. Even the floaters are players.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You could make the argument that Tina's a bit of a floater. She's just kind of like seeing how it's going and riding the current.
Tina and Tara are two of my favorite players. It's a hard choice tonight. I really like Tara's subtle gameplay, but I'm also hoping Vic stays. What happens to all the drama in the house if we lose our Spicy V?
Oh, I'm sure there'll still be plenty of drama even after Victoria leaves. I think, especially with this week, Victoria is going for broke. So every alliance she's ever been in, the oddballs are exposed. Everyone knows everyone's business. So I think the repercussions of everyone having their games blown up this week,
it's about to get real messy in the Big Brother Canada house.
The reverberations of that are going to be felt for a long time in that house, even after Victoria leaves. If she leaves, I'm pulling for her.
Vic is the better play to get rid of. Her and Kiefer right now are the two that it's just like, if they are evicted, it's going to break my heart.
Well, whoever goes home tonight, both of them, it's not going to be the last we see of them, because jury starts tonight.
I know, it's always exciting, because like you get the people where they've had time to kind of decompress from the house and become themselves again. Mm-hmm. And then they can talk about like all the stuff that happened in the house. I love seeing what happens in the jury house.
And I feel like Victoria is not going to stop gaming once she gets into that jury house. Like, I think she's going to be a deadly juror as far as turning other people's opinions around and making sure the person she wants to win in that final two is the last person standing.
The jury house will begin with two house guests.
Who do you think will be the second person out?
I can see it being either Ty or Jed, because I feel with Beth not playing in the HOH, they have pretty much the entire rest of the house going against them. I feel like Kiefer will float to whoever wins. So if it's that side of the house, Kiefer will vote with them to take out a big target. I think if Ty or Jed wins, Kiefer's going to stay with the Sunsetters. I think he's the one who's really right now stuck in the middle and trying to figure out what his path is to the end.
A beast comp is coming.
My bet would be either Jed, Ty, or Rohan. I feel like anybody except for Jed and Ty wins, either Jed or Ty is going to go home, because only one of them can win the veto. But if Jed or Ty wins, I feel like Rohan will have to win another veto.
Fingers crossed for Ro, the veto king, if he goes up.
Yeah.
He's getting comfortable on that seat.
Yeah.
So tune in tonight and see what the house guests think of the double eviction.
My mind is blown.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you.
All new Big Brother Canada live eviction tonight on Global. Also available on Stack TV and the Global TV app.